Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
So today is going to be a little bit different because...
Oh, we didn't prepare a quote
that's
today.
That's fine. So instead of a quote, you guys are going to hear are the sounds of us eating, unless you can think of a quote.
I can think of a quote. We literally, last time we were like, what are our favorite quotes?
While she's thinking of a quote, we have... Let me know when you have one.
Yeah.
We have... You have one?
No.
Okay, so we have kind of like a different setup, not that you guys would notice, but... We are in a different room so that we could have a whole table accessible, a non-wobbly table, and we're going to have dinner. We decided to get sushi, so we have four different kinds of sushis, and we have a little bit of wine to go with. I know you're supposed to do, like, you hear pitter-patter in the background, it's a dog. I think you're supposed to pair, like, sake. Ooh.
I don't know what you're supposed to pair with sushi, but we got this, like, Chardonnay.
Yeah, we just decided to be fancy.
So pretty. Let's hear pouring sounds. Let's see if we can hear them.
This isn't how you're supposed to pour wine. You're supposed to tip the glass.
Oh, are you?
You're only supposed to pour a little bit, taste it, see if you like it, and then you get
ready?
The bottle.
Ready? I want to just start, because we're going to be a little bit...
Pound it. I could drink it.
Yeah, same.
I only drink alcohol for the aesthetic, because I don't really like...
I'll only drink wine for the
rum.
Aesthetic.
No, rum. Which is the one? Rum, not whiskey. Whiskey's probably good too.
Ready? I actually just saw this here because you have them here on your desk. It's like, I don't know if we've already used those, but the quote, like, those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. J.M. Barrie.
I thought that was nice. Like, if you're happy, you're bubbly, then you have happiness and bubbliness
in your life.
That's
the energy you put out, and I literally believe in that. And that's why. Even though I understand how you believe that you're the concept, like, of the moon, you bring so much joy and happiness and brightness into my life that there is no way that you can put yourself down.
That's how I know you're a masochist, because there's no way that anyone would ever describe me as I'm trying to open a sushi, by the way.
Yeah,
as happiness. And bringing of light. Okay, I'm struggling.
Do you want me to try?
Yes, please.
I mean, I don't know if I will do any better, but...
I'm just trying to be as not noisy as possible, and don't break my plate.
I may have to break a little bit.
I guess, yeah, it won't spill. All right, come. I'm going to take four of the eight.
Yummy. Okay, so these are, let's see if we can describe the sushis, because this specific sushi, it has rice on the outside, they have the seaweed binding on the inside, and it seems to have cucumber, I think it's spicy crab, and avocado.
Like spicy.
Yeah. Ooh, and there's some wasabi here. On one of these, we have to put wasabi, okay? Ooh, yes. Let me take out my choppy sticks.
Dale.
So yeah, today we kind of just, we didn't really
I'm
have...
I'm steal some ginger.
Oh yeah.
Literally leaving more ginger, though.
I don't...
We don't really have a topic.
From last time. Last time I wanted to talk to you about something, but go ahead if you have any other ideas.
Since we're eating, I wanted to talk about eating.
Okay.
And literally, I am so not hungry, I don't want to eat this.
You don't?
No,
I'm actually very excited because
really.
It looks like sushi.
No, it looks good, I want to eat it, but...
Ready? I want to... Oh,
I
should
just
we
had a ginger.
Dip it in sauce?
Yes, we should.
Because that's another thing, you guys. We kind of make up our own rules, semi-kinda. But with sushi, the reason that you have ginger is to...
cleanse your palate.
Cleanse your palate. You're supposed to eat a ginger between every different kind of sushi. If you're eating the same sushi, you can keep downing that. I mean, I always like to eat a ginger anyways because I just like it. But, when eating sushi, the ginger is to cleanse your palate before going on to a new sushi.
Mm-hmm.
So that the flavors don't mix. Okay, ready? Just dry.
Dry, okay.
Just to try it. Pound it.
I'm gonna dip it a little bit in the soy sauce.
I mean, I just said just dry, but I guess not.
Alright, ready?
And down it. I'm obsessed with sushi.
Mmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
That's a good one. That's fresh. Yeah. Oh, we have those little leaves.
The little
fishy leaves.
Oh my god.
Next
we should have got. I was gonna say I don't want to go back to get them.
We put
Kempi mayo. I don't know if we should be saying that.
It's called QP. We say Kempi. There's no N. It's KEWPI. It's QP.
Oh, QP mayo.
Yeah, I know.
It's delicious.
I know. It's amazing. Let me tell you, I hate fucking mayo.
And it's expensive.
But QP mayo, ooh,
it's like $10 a bottle.
Mmm,
but worth it.
That's some intense soy sauce. Get that away from me.
Is it really? Do we want to put wasabi on the next one?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm. Good. I already ate my third, just saying.
Oh my god. Wait. Give me one second. Okay, you talk while I shut it in my mouth.
But no, something that I wanted to say is that I don't know if this would constitute as an eating disorder, but I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. I only honestly get hungry for, like, one meal a day. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'll forget that you're supposed to continue eating. And then once I'm hungry again, I'm starving, so I shove food down. Mm-hmm. And then I get a stomach ache and I'm never eating. Like, I think that's an eating disorder.
I'm so the fact sure that
I struggle. I never eat three meals a day. Never in my life have I done that. I think the last time I ate three meals a day, I was like 7. Mm-hmm. After that, it became one big ass meal a day.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like that has also to do with, like, your upbringing.
No, and I, of course it does, but...
But I put a shit ton of wasabi on this one.
Because you're crazy. I like spicy, but I also want to taste my sushi.
I want to die.
Me too. Just kidding.
Done it. Mmm. Mmm.
Mmm. I hope y'all like eating
mm-hmm.
sounds.
Mm-hmm. Me too, because that's what's going to be happening in this video. Oh, okay. That's good. So, two things... Life hack?
Good as fuck.
The thing is, because you know how, like, for wasabi, if any of you guys have had wasabi, you guys know that it's, like, it doesn't just burn your tongue. It's those kind of burns where it's, like, it goes up onto your face and through your nose.
And suffocates you.
The way to like, beat that is you don't let the wasabi touch the roof of your tongue.
That's not the only way to beat it.
Oh, agreed. It's
also,
not.
Also, a solution is don't breathe.
Wow, what?
Don't be inhaling while you're chewing that sushi, because you gotta eat the sushi whole. So I don't know about you, but, like, while I'm chewing, I breathe, because, like, you can do that. Like, mm-hmm. you just breathe, and you're still chewing, you know?
Yeah. You actually can't do both. You cannot swallow and breathe at the same time.
No, your epiglottis will not allow it.
Oh, just, I don't know, should we... Oh my god, you finished your wine? Wait, let me get on your same level.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to get wine drunk. It actually tastes pretty good, surprisingly.
I just shoved that down. I literally just bought it from Walgreens. It's like a cupcake Chardonnay. Corner, we're gonna, like, finish this bottle.
Oh, wow, it's gone. I don't know wine eating drinking etiquette. We're successful human beings.
Do we want kind of chippies, you know, to...
Sure, to cleanse the palate. So we have... I don't know what you're supposed to pair with sushi.
Me neither. We really should do research and, like, actually know.
But we decided we have some lettuce leaves and we have some Fritos. Which, I'm not too crazy about Fritos, but the twisted honey barbecue, ugh.
Yeah, we tried it for the first time in high school, and, like, I became obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. You have to eat them with chopsticks.
Of course. That's another thing. Learn how to use chopsticks. I know it's hard. The thing is, I say it only because I love to do it, and, like, I learned how.
It's so fun.
But I love using chopsticks.
And then you feel so ethnic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because ready? Just, I guess, fun facts. Sushis... Every sushi is supposed to be consumed in one bite.
Oh, yeah.
It is not, it is against the rules, or it looks uncultured if you're taking multiple bites for a sushi. I don't care how big the sushi is.
Shove that bitch in your mouth.
It is meant to be consumed in one bite. That is why it is a sushi. If not, they would call it, like, a rice cake or something. It's different. If it's sushi.
Yeah, like an onigiri, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, onigiri is supposed to be many bites.
Mm-hmm.
But sushi is one bite. One. Two. What was my second piece of advice? I don't know. I think the wasabi thing.
As we go, we will advise them.
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing that, I'm going to start opening the next one, because damn. What do we want to do? Him? He looks really good.
I think him looks similar.
Okay, then let's do him, because he looks a little bit spicier, maybe.
Okay, let's do him, and then
ooh, that wine hit.
Did it?
Yeah.
Are you, like, tired or, like, wine drunk? Be happy wine drunk. Can you move this one?
Well, drunk for me is getting, like, a little bit, like, added down. I think wine is also, not wine, alcohol is a depressant.
For sure.
Like, some people can react differently, but...
But for the most part, it's a depressant. Actually, because we were just talking about how...
this new thing called kava. I don't know if it's a new thing.
I don't know either, but...
Oh. I know it's a depressant.
Yes.
Wow.
They're huge,
it's
right?
It's, like, crispy on the outside.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. That's the tempura.
How exciting.
Mm. Another thing, this is actually something that came from our family. I don't know if it's, like, I don't know how cultured or not it is. What happened?
This one didn't come with the little thingies to cleanse the palate.
It did not. It did not come with gingers.
Or wasabi. Wow, that wine hit hard. You probably shouldn't drink wine on an empty stomach.
Did you have an empty stomach?
No, did I had popcorn earlier. Some...
Oh my gosh.
People are gonna be
that's
like,
the problem. I keep telling myself, like, let me literally.
I can't just eat one meal
get
a day.
Let me get some sesame sauce in there.
No, only on half.
Oh, you don't like the sesame sauce?
I'll eat this. So, no, put it. Put it if you want. I'll just eat this. Don't even worry about it. Go crazy. You'll end up eating all that lettuce.
I really will. I'm obsessed with greens, you guys.
You get me to eat them, so
I do. It works. I love myself for it, actually.
But the thing is, I'm trying to force myself. Like, I wasn't hungry when I made that popcorn, but I'm like, I need to eat something.
But Loki, not popcorn.
Not popcorn, but if like I'm, what? If my metabolism is moving, then I might actually have a metabolism.
I got you.
Meaning I might actually not, like, I might actually be able to poop. And I might not actually have an eating disorder anymore.
Okay, do we use technical terminology here?
Say poopy. Shit.
Say poop. I feel so much more comfortable saying poopy. Shit than poopy.
Oh, it was a joke from Haikyuu. You didn't see that?
Oh, no.
I said, he must take his shit seriously. Don't say that. Say poop. Shit. Say poop. Shit. Say poopy. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now. They were, like, in the hallway, and I forget. I think it was Suki that was leaving. Who was leaving?
Yamaguchi lied and said he had to go to the bathroom, but he wanted to go talk with Yukai.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the point, I'm very wine drunk right now.
Are you?
I'm also very lightweight. No, I wouldn't call it drunk. I would call it, what's the word? I know in Spanish is prendida. How do you say that in English? Tipsy?
Tipsy.
Mm.
You're tipsy?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Mm.
Wow, look, it's a...
Oh my god,
wow.
It's like a little cup. Okay, so this
I
want to sushi...
put this in my mouth. I'm just going to throw mayo on it, because I know mayo is just going to help.
So this sushi has, ooh. It has, like, kind of fried breadcrumbs on the edge. It has, the seaweed, and then it has rice, and ooh, it seems to
no.
have...
Actually, no, I don't want that.
What? Funny. Then it seems to have, like, a spicy sauce, avocado, and some kind of, like, I want to say it's shrimp.
It doesn't look like it has any... Yeah,
this is a meat.
What oh, yeah. And that might be, like, tuna or salmon.
Oh, give me some kepi.
Sorry.
Kepi?
Kewpie.
Kewpie?
Like, you're hogging the
kewpie mayo.
I heard someone on a TikTok say it, and I was like, oh, it's kewpie mayo. And then I was like, no, it's not.
Pound it. Done.
Oh.
That is literally so delicious. Oh, my God.
That is literally so good.
Wow, it just keeps getting better. Oh, wow.
That was so good. It's not even over yet. I'm enjoying this so much. I'll put some chips here. Because I don't know about you, but I want this to last.
Fuck.
So I'm going to literally take a minute.
Try to get some more veggies. Chips. Bring the veggies back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't even know how to explain that.
It's like... It was, like, it's warm, and it has, like, tempura on the outside, but, like, the flavor was just so there.
Let me say something. Right quick, for everyone who lives in Illinois,
yes.
If you live near, like, Zurich, which is, like, an hour off of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. An hour north, I think.
An hour, like, north, never eat soggy waffles, northwest.
Mm.
You need to go to this place called...
Sushi Kushi for you.
Sushi Kushi for you. Best ramen I've ever had.
Yes. Hands down, so far. And I haven't gone to that many sushi places, but, like, amazing.
Yeah, I've yet to find a ramen place that even compares a little bit. There's apparently one here that's really amazing. Whoa. You gotta go more south, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That one guy I follow who's, like, eat around the world but staying in your state.
Yeah.
He found one, and I want to go. They have, like, fried gyoza as well.
Oh my god, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, we have to go. But go to Sushi Kushi for you. That was some bomb-ass sushi. And some unbelievable ramen. Like, if it's near you...
I literally remember, it was the Andrew.
The sushi called Andrew's, try it. Oh my god.
What is the... It was, was it the kimchi ramen? Or there was some kind of shiitake something ramen?
Honestly, yes. I don't think a single one of their ramens tasted bad. We had three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know we tried miso, I know we tried kimchi, and we tried, like, an acai one.
Yeah, some shi-acai one or something.
It was so all good. Three were unreal.
Let me have some wine. I need to get on your level.
You should be on my level. You just have more tolerance.
Just a little bit.
Mm. I think you have a bit more tolerance.
Another thing, just fun fact, if you can't really drink wine, I don't know how socially accepted it is. I mean, I know it's really shitty if, like, you're a wine connoisseur, but my family mixes wine with soda.
Mm-hmm.
We, like, drink wine with, like, Pepsi or wine with, like, Mountain Dew.
But obviously it's one of those, like, $10 wines. Ain't nobody spending money on wine.
No, please. I mean, as in, if I were to spend money, like, and buy, like, a $300 wine, I wouldn't water it down. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm gonna eat this because this is luxury.
For real.
I meant drink, but...
No, you eat the wine.
Who knew Tipsy Me was so good at using chopsticks?
Oh.
Having dropped... Okay, I guess take me on this adventure.
I was gonna say sorry. I assumed that it was gonna be a, like, white, like, a
let's,
thing.
I was like, damn, let's fucking see.
Yeah, I decided to put some Kempi. What is what? Kewpie? Oh my god, I'm
K-E-W-P-I.
Not, until I see it, I'm not gonna be able to say it properly, so.
I hear you.
But some Kewpie mayo on the chips. Was it a good experience, or, like, eh?
I'm drunk, so everything tastes amazing.
Wow.
The problem is, I'm already a pretty...
lightweight person.
No. Depressant person, you know? Like, I'm already, like, in the slower... You know, I'm not like the... Whoa, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, getting intoxicated puts me even slower. So, like...
I'm gonna have another sushi now.
Oh, I fuck with that. Let's do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Oh my god, my mouth is so excited. Hold up. I gotta keep that drunk.
Oh, take your time.
You see how my...
The skills. Pound it.
He's trying to fall out.
Down it. Try to associate words. Figure out what words you can use to describe it.
Okay,
as
ready?
It's in your mouth.
Okay, so sushi is normally... I forget...
It's really big. This one's really big.
Oh, yeah. There's a difference. When it goes, the stuff inside, the seaweed, then the rice on the outside versus seaweed on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Has two different names.
They do.
When the rice is on the outside, it's sushi. When it's on the inside, I don't know what it's called.
Mm.
Something else. I don't know what it is. This is the one where the rice is on the inside. And so on the outside, it has, like, I don't think it's panko, but I can only describe it as, like, the fried texture of, like, fried chicken.
It's so like it's tempura. This is not... It's like tempura seaweed.
I was like, yeah, it's like panko bread.
Mm-hmm.
Panko crumbs, fried. So this is like a deep-fried sushi. So there's the rice inside, the avocado. Ugh, I don't know how to describe it, but the crunchy outside is so firm. Ooh.
It's so good, you guys.
It's so good.
This lettuce is also so delicious.
All the food present is amazing.
Mm.
Pound it.
Down it. Okay.
Last one?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get some mayo.
I'm putting a little bit of hoisin sauce on it too.
I'm gonna put a little bit of sriracha on this one, just to make it spicy.
Do you wanna put wasabi? We still have wasabi left over from the last one.
Oh, sorry, I closed it like a dumbass.
Here
I prefer the taste of sriracha.
Damn,
actually.
I definitely feel tipsy now.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stop with the wine for a little bit. I yelled at you to bring water. You didn't hear me, though.
I totally heard you yelling, but I was like, I don't know what she's saying. If it's important, she'll say it again.
You're so drunk.
You almost dropped the sushi.
Thank God I took my plate with me.
Go a little. For real.
Ready? Pound it.
Pound it. I actually want to put wasabi on mine, so I'm going to take a minute to down it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, just a little bit of wasabi, because I don't want to ruin the delicious flavor of this sushi. What are they called? That's another thing that I hate that we do. It's like, we order sushi, and then, like, afterward, like, what were they called?
Mm. No idea.
Mm. Oh, it's so delicious.
You guys. I hope you guys like the sound of people eating.
I want someone to explain to me how they don't like sushi. Like,
tell me.
Do you not like rice? Do you not like seafood? Like, even Babe doesn't really like seafood all that much. But
I
you
don't.
Like, but you like sushi.
Oh my god, I would eat sushi for the rest of my life, no problem.
That is my literal favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life.
Sushi.
Sushi. Because the thing is, first of all.
Super versatile.
Super
versatile.
You could literally do anything with sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't even have to.
Mm.
Like, you could do vegan sushi. You could do, like, meat lover sushi.
Oh,
like, you know, like, you could do, like, seafood heavy sushi. You could do, like, avocado sushi. There's, like, the crab meat. There's, like, so much.
So much.
There's so much that can be done. Oh my god, I'm so tipsy. Like, I feel my head spinning. Oh my god, this Chardonnay is hitting hard.
It is.
Do you want to mix it with Pepsi?
I brought Pepsi.
Sure.
I feel wobbly.
Okay, you got this. This is why I don't drink in public. That's good.
Okay. I'm way too...
Generally, I become aggressive. But with other people, because there's no reason for me to be aggressive with you.
It's not aggressive. It's not, what isn't is it? The right word.
It's just, like, not giving a shit anymore.
What type thing. Like, you lose your, inhibitions. Oh. Inhibitors? Mm-hmm. There's a word. Like, pierdes tu clase, per se. Like, normalmente, yeah. You wouldn't, like, decir cosas y hacer nada, pero then you're like, no, what the fuck? Do your shit, you know? Mm.
Like, so I become more honest?
Exactly. That's literally it. Like, you're very... You understand, like, you can read the room, so you're like,
let me not say certain shit, and but when I'm drunk, I don't read the room.
It's not that you don't read the room, it's that everyone except for the one person that you went with will just go with it. What's wrong?
What person did I go with?
Your father.
Oh.
He didn't back down, I don't know, for a pride thing. Like, normally people would back down, because you're like, no, fucking do it. And then it kind of became a competition of pride. That was just mm-hmm. that one moment of competing for pride. Because most people won't match you and compete for pride. Most people will be surprised, like, whoa. But like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
because normally you won't speak your mind like that.
Ah.
Not, like, you won't say things that people don't want to hear, you know? Versus you do say it. Like, literally, you lose the Gemini in you, potentially. You lose fakeness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you become your most authentic self, and the most authentic self, your most authentic self... calls people out, you know?
Yeah.
Tells people, like, that's fucking bullshit. Like, be better, be different, blah, blah, blah.
I literally saw this video, and I literally showed it to you earlier today.
I'm sorry.
Oh, careful, my love. Your drunkenness is showing.
Ezekiel, come here.
Come, children, eat them so that the cockroaches don't...
Oh, see, I told you if we eat up here, there's gonna be roaches. Thank you.
I'm trying to help your drunkenness.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought I would be successful at doing this. I was trying to...
Yes, shift the sushi from one plate to the other.
Yeah, because I used a lid as my plate, and then Bub just... I keep wanting to call you Babe. I'm Babe.
I would love it if you called me Babe, though.
But you're Bub.
But you don't even call me Bub anymore.
I'm sorry. I really don't.
What do you call me, though? Because you don't call me Steph either.
Honestly, now I've been calling you by your full name, and it surprises me. Your full government name.
Maria Santiago Romero de la Vega III.
Deals, there's some gringo in your name. Can I get a napkin? There's somewhere, right?
No.
Yeah, I got the name.
I just assumed you would want some. Yeah, of course, babe. You can assume... That's the thing. With you can literally assume whatever the fuck you want about me.
Bible.
I will either tell you it's true, tell you it's not true, or make it true for you.
Yeah, just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
I was going to blow my nose, but I thought that would be weird.
So. Like, the thing is, even if I didn't want these chips... You serve them for me? I'm gonna love these chips just because you gave them to me.
You don't gotta love the chips, you just gotta eat them.
Well,
did you like the mayo on it?
I didn't mind.
No?
I mean, I didn't mind it.
Come back then. Take the non-mayo ones. Okay. I actually really like the pimento.
I'm glad, okay.
Like, I'll never do it. Like, I'm not gonna grab the mayo to like put on my chips.
Yeah.
But
just with,
like,
the theme of today, since we're right here, now,
yeah, to make it as Asian-y as possible.
It's a vibe. I also have wasabi here.
Welcome. I'll come over.
Let me know when you eat a sushi. I haven't yet.
Let's do it.
Wow. I feel like it into my head.
I'm gonna eat.
You know something? I was saying, I was recommending it's like mix soda with wine, but I don't know how good that is because it doesn't taste like wine anymore.
Mm-mm.
So, like, I'm like, so,
oh, let me just drink it. No, yeah. So if you want to get drunk and you don't like the taste of wine, do soda because I've done juices before, like those juices that you find at
stores.
It
still tastes. Off.
Well, soda, specifically Pepsi.
I want to put some Koopy.
Koopy.
Yeah. I'm going to get it before the end of this podcast.
Kewpi.
I'm going to get some Koopy.
I'm going to write it down for you.
I would love that.
You know what would be really funny if I'm wrong as fuck and I'm just drunk telling you lies?
Well, then let me know. Memorize it. Should
you know
it's not?
Really hard to keep my eyes open.
Really?
They really want to, especially the bad one, really wants
to
close.
Oh, because, yeah, do you want to tell people that?
Pound it.
Sushi, you guys.
That's fun. I'm gonna do hoisin on the next one.
It's literally just sushi.
Honestly, for me, it's all about the sauce.
también.
Sauceless sushi doesn't hit as good.
Try one without sauce.
No, it doesn't hit as good.
No?
It's just sauce for me. don't fall, bitch.
Mm. I was trying. Again. You just remind me. Tell me how there's this post where this guy was saying, because I follow this Instagram account, and the guy was saying, hey, like, these are three things that you shouldn't do with guys. Mm-hmm. And one, it's like, text them, like, where are you? Because it's like, it seems, like, desperate or whatever. Like,
just the fuck up.
Don't, like, tell them that. Then there was also, I forget what the third one is, but the other one was, it's like, don't be like, oh, hey, I just saw this text, like, I'm messaging now because I just saw the messages, like, because it just sounds like an excuse. So, and I forget what the last one was. So, I don't know why I decided to engage with the person. I generally don't, I actually don't generally comment.
Did they respond
comment.
To you?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
What happened?
Well, I mean, I'm more like, I reply to a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, I agreed with some people. And I was like, yeah, I see other people. But, like, there was this one girl that she was like, if you're getting pissed off by me, like, saying that, like, where are you? It's like, you're just being suspicious. Like, why?
That's sus behavior as right? fuck.
So then I was like, literally, yeah, Daddy, I'm gonna take a minute. So then I literally commented, I was like, right? It's like, if you have a problem with me, like, asking where you are, that means that it's complicated. And if it's complicated, then what kind of shady ass shit are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right? So then some girl replied to me and is like, tell me you're controlling without tell me you're controlling. Some people don't want to tell me. Like, some people don't want to tell you, like, where they are just because they don't feel comfortable and it doesn't mean anything.
But whatever. At the same time, it means everything because in a relationship, communication is key. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't own you and I can't control where you go, being informed of your day-to-day.
No, because the thing is, yeah.
But at the same time, like, no, like, I am with you, but I am my own person, and I don't owe you any explanations of what the fuck I'm choosing to do.
I give you the
scraps. You're fine. If I decide to go to 20 Targets today, I can go to 20 Targets today. You're like, hey, where have you been?
But wait.
None of your fucking business.
Again, in our marriage, if I were to suddenly text you, like, hey, where are you? Would you be pissed off? If, like, let's say, like, worst case scenario, like, you were shopping for my birthday or something, you know what I mean? Like, you really didn't want to tell me. It's like, all you would say is like, oh, yeah, I've just been hopping Target to Target. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're honestly in a relationship, in an honest, genuine relationship.
Right, but at the same time, I also really don't owe you
You that don't, but the thing is, the fact that we're in a relationship, it shouldn't bother you. You should love the fact that your partner wants to know what the hell is going on with your life.
But it's also the way you say it, because there's a difference.
It's like, where the fuck have you been all day?
No, it's like, hey, where are you? Let's hang out. It's like, oh no, like, you know, I'm out and about. Or just asking me, like, where are you at? Mm. It's like, why do you want to know? Like, the thing is, I get, like, why to ask and why you should tell, but at the same time, the thing is, I see it, and I don't know why when I imagine.
Tell me the but. Tell me the but, because I don't understand.
The but is when I imagine, like, a guy telling me, like, ooh, where are you? It pisses me off, because I'm like, who the fuck are you to ask me that? But it's because I don't love him.
I was about to say,
you know?
When you're in a relationship.
If you love the person, if you even remotely like the person, you'd be like, oh, I'm out and about. You want to join me? Or no, like, I'm so far. Like, oh, we'll see each other tomorrow.
It's not even, like, to meet up. It's like, the thing is, I like to, in that position, I imagine you. Because I literally, you're the most intimate, quote-unquote, relationship that I have. Mm-hmm. If you were to text me, hey, where are you? I'd be like, oh, she's either worried or she's, like, curious. And it's like, oh, I decided to go to Target or something. It's like, I'm not inviting you. I'm not even there. Like, I would love to invite you. I feel like that would be, like, an awesome step. But the thing is, if it's pissing you off that someone's asking you your whereabouts, you're not in a good place to be in a relationship with that person. Or you're not close enough to...
Agreed.
With that person to be in a relationship.
The problem is more like the reason that I am so against getting in a serious relationship.
It's because you're hateful?
Not hateful. It's because this is my life.
Like, tú no quieres rendir cuentas a nadie?
Oh, why did I... Yeah, let's do straight Pepsi. I forgot that we're supposed to do wine.
We don't have to. It's definitely at my head. I don't know, at one point, I was like...
It hit me after one glass
I was going to say, it hit me after the second one. When I literally chugged that second one to be on your same level, I was like, oh, I feel it. Like,
dumbass.
I'm literally so dizzy right now.
Dumbass.
No, I love it. I appreciate this. And I love, you know what I love? I love how I trust the crowd right now.
Right?
Like, the thing is, because I'm actually
this
conscious.
This is why I only drink at home.
No, I'm very conscious. I'm definitely dizzy as fuck. But I'm very aware
of, you know, what
the problem
I'm saying?
Is
I can't get home like this. I am not comfortable to drive. I'm not comfortable to operate heavy machinery.
I feel dizzy.
I won't drive like this. I won't do it.
But you're very conscious and you're very
aware. I know, and I could get home control fine, of what you're saying. But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I feel meh.
The thing is, let's say, like, worst case scenario, if I didn't think I was drunk, I would be like, oh shit, I'm really sick because, like, I'm kind of nauseous.
Right? You know? Like, this is exactly how I feel when I feel, like, sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same exact feeling for me. Oh, wow,
like this? I definitely have, I was going to say, there's an extra, like, woo.
Yeah. That I don't feel when I'm sleeping. It's really hard to not just fall right? into it, like, right?
Whoa, bro.
How you doing, bro?
Yeah, bro. Let's like, put them auto-sensory videos up. That's the thing. We were literally talking about,
you want to watch, like, some kids show? That probably...
Let's literally finish let's watch, the like, bottle. Raya
or something. But you're supposed to do that when you're high or something. It's better.
Well, then just do it when you're intoxicated. Wait. Pound it.
Pound it?
I finally caught up. Pound it. Down it.
Is that the way it feels in your head?
Not even. That actually made me more sober. Sing high pitched.
No, I don't want to get more sober.
Wow. No. No, not that well. But I was like,
No, that's Amen. That's Jesus.
Yeah, that was a Jesus. Oh. I guess church.
I don't know. That reminded me of Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses.
That's such a... Listen, we watch those movies.
I do not want to watch a Barbie movie.
I want to watch a Barbie movie.
No.
Not right now.
Because I always need the man. No.
No. Actually, they become
my all brother. Barbie movies. They're badasses, but who need the man.
And no, just like, it's cute that the man helps.
After I'm not looking for a man. Let's stop there.
I swear, we're picked out like on a daily basis.
I will quote Rihanna until I die.
Rihanna's literally the queen. There was this one post where it's like, there was this one little girl that looks like her.
Oh, yeah?
And so she's like, what the actual heck? And then so then somebody commented, like, replied, oh, through Twitter. It's like, we're creating a clone to make music for us since you stopped.
Damn!
It's like, is he lying, though?
She did make a good... Oh, that was really loud. Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
I just said that.
What are you, my lawyer?
Yes. Oh my god, we have another one.
Oh my god, we have another tempura one.
I think
one.
The other one had tuna and this one has salmon.
Mm.
Alright, this is our last three sushis.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, let's get this.
This is almost done. We eat
this
way too fast.
This dinner has been lit. We don't eat way too... Ugh, it's been 30 minutes of eating. I call that...
Open the other chips.
What?
Open the
I'm
other chips.
I'm gonna be too full if we eat more chips.
Are you really?
No, I'll eat it anyways. Just my stomach will end up
hurting. Oh, these, like, you know how the others were sweet?
Yeah, these are spicy.
These are salty. These are...
Oh, yeah, that smells very musky.
What are you doing? Oh, stop fingering my sushis.
I will finger what I decide to finger.
Not my sushis. Just you. Uh-huh. You don't deny it.
This tastes very musky.
Does it? Like, bad musky?
Honestly?
I like it. I haven't tasted it yet.
Why does this taste like an armpit?
Stop! It really does not.
No?
No!
I'm getting armpit.
More hair. Like, ready? Follow-up question. How do you know what armpits taste like? Please do
the
tell.
Smell.
You know.
I'm also not
how many
the
different...
business.
It is my business if we're married.
That's true. What I'm gonna get some wasabi up in this bitch.
Girl, do you want to split that half?
No.
Yes. Literally. Ready? There's this whole wasabi thing. Let's split it in half and each... Not even half. Just split like this. Put the wasabi
in. No, I want to taste the sushi, you psycho.
How about then just put it straight on your mouth. Put it on the chip. Put it on
the
chip.
The thing is, I know I have the capacity
put
to
it
withstand
on the chip.
That,
I
so
want,
why ruin a sushi?
I
want to
do it on camera, though.
But we're not on camera, so this
I'm
is
I'm recording,
awkward.
On audio recording. I want to do it. Come on,
I
just get a decent
piece.
I will
take an amount and put it on the chip.
Just a decent piece. You're going to get a few chips up in there? Let's see who dies first. Did you already put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
But then how are we going to know who does it first?
This isn't even wasabi. It's horseradish.
Especially horseradish.
Woo!
Oh, that went on my nose.
I forgot you're not supposed to breathe. Oh my god, I'm about to pass the fuck out. Oh, you did take a lot more.
Oh, that really hurt.
The silence. I was like, oh, I'm chill. I'm stronger than you. I was literally like, I'm stronger than you for like 3 seconds. And then, mm-hmm. Oh, that hurts so much. Oh my god.
When it comes to spicy, I'm definitely better. Do you
know what I love? When I'm in extreme pain, like, and don't know what to do, I put one hand in the sky. I don't know why.
Coping mechanism.
Is it? Do I reach for Jesus? Is that what I do?
Potentially. I mean, you tell me. What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I always put my hands up in the sky.
Uh-oh. My stomach's gonna hurt if I'm not careful. And by not careful, if I don't take it easy. I already had a sushi. You
come down,
yet.
Come down.
I'm just putting them. Ooh, the mayo.
Calm down. Stop. Don't eat right now. Don't.
Okay.
Take a minute.
I will.
Talk.
So, yeah, I know for a fact that what I have, just to speak about me specifically, because I know you also have an eating disorder.
Oh.
A very similar one. It just.
Do you think it's slightly different?
No.
Oh, you think it's exactly the same one?
I really do.
The
thing is, it takes so much. I'm so aware of how I have to eat 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And, like, 3 real meals. Mm-hmm. 3 hefty meals. Mm-hmm. 3 filling, healthy meals. I said hefty the first mm-hmm. time, I think.
It's just healthy.
It's healthier than just, like, eating a bag of potato chips for dinner, which is...
Do you know what I heard?
Dinner a lot of the time.
No, do you know what I heard?
About?
Is that every sushi roll that has, like, 6 or 7 sushis, is, like, 2 Wonder Breads.
I don't know what that is. Oh, a sandwich.
2 breads. So, literally, every sushi roll is a sandwich. So, technically, right now...
2 sandwiches.
We've had 2 sandwiches for dinner. That doesn't sound that unhealthy.
That's
a
pretty good dinner.
I need you. Yeah. And considering, like, some had cucumber.
Go for that.
And, like,
go for that.
Some had tempura. So maybe 3 sandwiches.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
I dropped a chippy.
I need to sweep.
Find it,
zero. I'm gonna have roaches.
Oh, my God. You guys,
I
hope.
Think you found it.
Like, watch this podcast be like, we were quiet for, like, 20 minutes and we didn't even notice.
Yeah, we think we've been talking.
Yeah,
no.
We thought. It's like, are we just communicating through our minds right now?
Whoa.
Imagine. It's like it's just been silent this entire time and we've just been communicating, like, mentally. The way you're eating that. Oh, my God. You literally, what was it? You put it on your tongue and you just shoved it in with the chopstick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no judgments here. Literally just mad respect.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly mad respect.
What that mouth do.
Eat
sushi.
Dakota Wolf, respect your elders and bow down.
He's fine. Ignore the dog.
That's my dog's name. His name is Dakota Wolf.
How about you?
I'm sorry, when I'm drunk, I become aggressive. Or what is it that you say, like, absurdly honest?
You lose your inhibitions.
I lose my inhibitions. It's like, why not just say exactly what's on your mind always? It's like...
It's kind of scary to hear what's on your mind always.
Is it scary? To hear what's on my mind? I'd be scared to hear what's on your mind. The thing is, when you're drunk, you become even more quiet.
Oh my god, my stomach is gonna explode.
I'll have your last sushi.
Don't you fucking dare.
Like, you don't want to see me go into
rage
mode.
I really want to eat it, but I think if I eat it, I might vomit.
I'm sorry. It's because I forced
it's
to take
the risk I'm gonna have to take.
Oh my god, wait. You can wait 5 minutes.
I can wait. I forget.
You can literally wait 5 minutes. Take your time.
So, yeah, going back on the topic that I already said.
I wish we had more vegetables.
Oh. But, yeah, so I know I have an eating disorder, so I have to remind myself to eat.
I feel like that's so, like
3 times a day. And then snack in between.
The Kewpie mayo farted.
Sure.
What is it called?
Sure, it was the mayo.
Shut the fuck up. It wasn't me.
I know.
You would have felt it. You would have felt the vibrations.
Oh. That loud, huh? Oh my god, I'm so drunk.
I don't fart, I'm a woman.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean? How dare you speak to me like that?
I think
we should
end. Dare you? I think we should end this before it gets worse. So yeah, we talked about eating disorders.
Why are we going to end it? We have like 5 more minutes.
I think we're good.
Yeah?
I don't think I can speak much longer. I think I need to like stare at the ceiling for a while.
You do realize we're going to literally keep talking once this just shuts off.
Yes.
yes, but that, but I that, can... there's no evidence for that conversation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
This one is very, very publicized. So yeah, guys.
This has been us drunk eating.
This has been us drunk eating. I want to do these more often. I love this.
This is nice, yeah.
I love being drunk. Well, yeah,
thank you for tuning in to
Kimbo. Well, we're not drunk. I'm just dizzy.
I'm tipsy.
And tipsy.
I think that's what drunk is.
No, drunk would mean you get a hangover. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be perfectly fine.
You can hold your own.
My stomach!
This is definitely drunk.
Why does it hurt?
Ready? So we're going to end this here. So thank you for tuning in
to Thanks Kimbo so much for tuning in this today.
See you guys. Push me away. You put your elbow on my leg.
I put my hand.
That was your elbow.
No.
Your hand is holding the wine. We're going to go before this gets worse. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening.